Michael Powell, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, told a Senate committee today that there is no reason to worry that financial troubles in the telecom industry will disrupt telephone or internet services. Those words were well received, but didn't get telecom chiefs off the hook. For several hours, senators grilled the executives of WorldCom, Global Crossing, and Quest about accounting and fraud problems. NPR's Allison Aubrey has the story.
As President Bush signed a new accounting reform plan into law, senators on Capitol Hill continued to rail against corporate greed and dishonesty. They signaled one new piece of legislation is not enough, especially when it comes to preventing a collapse of the telecom sector. Montana Senator Conrad Burns said he's pursuing a strategy to use narcotics forfeiture laws to confiscate lavish vacation homes or boats from executives who save themselves while their companies fail.
The bottom line is those who play fast and loose with the life savings of hardworking employees should be brought to justice and properly punished for their crimes.
Attention turned to Quest Communications executive Afshin Mohebi. Earlier this week, Quest announced its plans to restate earnings after discovering $1 billion in misreported revenues. Illinois Senator Peter Fitzgerald asked Mohebi how a company struggling with falling profits and debt could reward its former chairman with over $200 million.
He has that $226 million. The long-term investors have gotten nothing. They've gotten the shaft. They've been betrayed here. Are you going to do anything about it, or are you going to let it slide?
We will be very proactive on that. But
will you try to recover any ill-gotten gains if you find that there are any?
To the extent that wrongdoing is identified and proven, we have no choice, Senator.
Senators turned to Global Crossing CEO John Leisure with similar questions. Leisure testified that he was doing all he could to turn around the bankrupt firm, including pursuing ill-gotten gains of former executives tied to its accounting scandal. But Leisure told lawmakers the undoing of his fiber optics company had little to do with flawed bookkeeping.
We take very seriously the accounting allegations, and we're cooperating fully with the SEC and other investigations in their inquiry into our accounting practices. But accounting practices are neither the cause nor the cure for the business problems that we faced at Global Crossing.
Instead, Leisure said the sudden economic downturn of 2001, combined with the fact there were too many competitors vying for the same limited business, led to what he described as a perfect storm of destruction. Global Crossing is one of 23 telecommunications firms to enter bankruptcy in the last 18 months. 500,000 workers have lost their jobs, and the industry has accrued $1 trillion in debt. FCC Chairman Michael Powell told lawmakers clearly the industry is riding on extremely stormy seas, but he reasoned there's cause for optimism.
This market is not collapsing and is not going to fail over time, in my estimation. Communication services remain vital to consumers around the globe. Communications traffic continues to increase at historically formidable rates.
And this growth, Powell said, will ultimately help the strongest telecommunications firms rebound. But he urged the industry must first put the incidents of fraud and abuse behind it. He says increasing industry fines from $100,000 per violation to $1 million will send the right signal. Powell told senators their swift approval of these tougher fines would put teeth in his enforcement power. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.